Hey, digital dwellers. Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of screens and sanity. Ever find yourself scrolling through social media, feeling like you're constantly being sucked into a vortex of opinions, updates, and endless notifications? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be slaves to the digital siren song. Today, we're diving deep into building healthy boundaries in online communities because, let's face it, sometimes those spaces can feel more like pressure cookers than chill hangouts. No, I get it. Online communities are amazing. They connect us with like-minded people, offer support, and even spark creativity. But just like any relationship, they need boundaries to thrive. Think of them as the digital fences that keep things positive and respectful. Without them? Well, things can get messy fast, leaving you feeling drained, overwhelmed, or even a little resentful. So, what are some golden rules for setting those online boundaries? First up, know your worth. Seriously. You're not obligated to respond to every comment, like every post, or engage in every debate. It's okay to be selective about what you consume and contribute to. Remember, your time and energy are precious. Don't waste them on negativity that doesn't serve you. Next up, curate your feeds with intention. Think of it like building a virtual garden. You wouldn't plant every weed you find, right? Choose accounts that inspire you, uplift you, and add value to your life. And follow or mute anything that brings you down, triggers negativity, or just doesn't spark joy. Thirdly, learn to say no online and offline. It's okay to decline invitations to events, group chats, or collaborations if they don't align with your priorities or energy levels. Setting those boundaries shows respect for yourself and your time. Fourth, take regular digital detox breaks. Seriously, step away from the screen. Go for a walk, read a book, spend time with loved ones, anything that recharges your batteries and reminds you there's a world beyond likes and comments. And finally, remember, you're not alone. Building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up about it. Just keep learning, adjusting, and finding what works best for you. Think about the time you joined an online community, maybe a group dedicated to your favorite hobby or forum where people shared similar experiences. Remember that initial excitement, the sense of belonging? But then, slowly but surely, things might have started changing. Maybe you felt pressure to participate in every discussion, even if it wasn't your cup of tea. Perhaps you encountered negativity, judgmental comments, or people who just wouldn't take a hint. Ever feel like you were walking on eggshells, afraid to express your true opinion for fear of backlash? Yeah, that's when those boundaries start to crumble. The key is to recognize those warning signs early on. Don't be afraid to step back, mute notifications, or even leave the group if it's no longer serving you. Remember, building healthy boundaries online isn't about shutting people out, it's about protecting your own well-being and creating a space where you can truly thrive. So, take charge of your digital life. Set those boundaries, curate your feeds with intention, and remember, your time, energy, and mental health are worth protecting. Ready to make some changes? Start by identifying one online community where you feel overwhelmed or pressured. Take a few minutes to reflect, what specific boundaries could you set to protect yourself? Maybe it's limiting the amount of time you spend there each day and following accounts that drain your energy, or simply being more selective about the discussions you engage in. Remember, small steps lead to big changes. Go out there and create those healthy online spaces. Share this episode with your friends, leave a review if it resonated with you, and let me know what boundaries you're setting. I'm all ears. Until next time, keep those screens in check and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.